Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 148 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about our good friends Hennessy and how they're getting their hands on a brand new C8 Corvette, and they're calling it the HPE 1200. Now, our friends over in Silly, Texas are no stranger to a Corvette. They've been modding and tuning Corvettes forever with the C5 generation, the C6 generation, the C7 generation, and now the C8 is coming out, and they've got their hands on one, and they are going to bless it with their magic. Now, I just want to hit on something real quick. I was not necessarily the biggest believer in the C8 Corvette's design. When it came out, this is honesty time. This is 100% honesty time. I thought it was kind of ridiculous. I didn't really like it that much. I honestly thought it was kind of weird. I felt it was trying to be too much like a supercar. I just wasn't on board with it. I really wasn't. I was very excited about it coming out, and I thought it looked pretty cool. Initially, from initial renderings, I was like, dang, this is going to be pretty sweet. But then when it dropped, I was just kind of confused by it. Now, the other day, I went to the San Francisco International Auto Show, and Chevrolet, of course, had a massive booth there, so I had to stop by, and they had a brand new C8 Corvette featured in a brown kind of color. I gotta tell you, everybody, my heart and my mind is 100% changed. The brand new C8 Corvette looks phenomenal. It's aggressive. It's sexy. It's appealing. I would buy one. Honestly, I really would. I've always thought Corvettes were cool. And again, I had my doubts on the C8 came out. I was really excited for it. And by the renderings and things, it looked really cool. But when I started seeing people take pictures of it, at least online, I was kind of like, what is that? Seeing one in person, it's awesome. If there's anybody out there that was like myself, just kind of doubting the C8, even a little bit, find a car show near you, maybe a deal. I don't think dealerships have them yet, but find a way to go see one in person. You will absolutely love it. I guarantee you. I am now a huge believer in the C8 Corvette. My mind has been changed. I just want to share that with you guys. Chevrolet and Corvette, fantastic job. It is an amazing looking vehicle. So now let's get back to the episode talking about Hennessy, and they're getting their hands on a Corvette, a C8, and they're giving it a tune they are calling the HPE 1200. Now, can you guess what that 1200 actually means? I'm sure you can. Hennessy is giving it 1200 horsepower. Now, there's another car they recently gave 1,200 horsepower via a tune called the Venom 1200. We had an episode about it. It is the 2020 GT500 with the Venom 1,200 horsepower, Venom 1,200 tune. Thus, it has 1,200 horsepower. Just a quick little thought for it before we proceed with the C8 details. Would you rather have a 2020 GT500 with a Venom 1,200 tune, or a 2020 C8 Corvette with a 1200 tune? Think about that for the remainder of this episode, and then we'll revisit that. But getting to the specifics and the details of the C8 Corvette from Hennessy, this 1200 horsepower is possible because of a pair of massive turbochargers, an upgraded dual-clutch transmission, a brand new exhaust system, added carbon fiber and aerodynamic parts, adjustable suspension, Brembo brakes, very special wheels and tires, a brand new rear wing, and a brand new roof scoop. Obviously, the performance-wise, is coming from the turbos and the exhaust, and of course, they're going to put a tune on this car. But everything else is going to assist the car in going as fast as it can, not just because of horsepower, because of its weight and its aerodynamics as well. The exterior is exotic. It's completely wild. At least in my opinion, it looks like a modern-day race car. That roof scoop and that wing makes it look like it's going to go race at Le Mans or Spa or Circuit of the Americas or just something. The thing looks crazy. Maybe GT3 racing. I don't really know. But it looks phenomenal. Just the car itself is sexy. Hennessy is going to do, of course, their magic, make the thing absolutely thrilling and give it mind-blowing performances. That's what Hennessy does. Hennessy takes awesome vehicles and makes them so much faster and cooler and better. If you're into tuning, now there's nothing wrong with leaving the car natural and how the manufacturer created it. That's how I am with Lamborghini. Just honestly, I'm not really into a lot of the tuning out there for Lamborghinis. I think Liberty Walk is kind of cool, but you know, you guys know, if you've been paying attention to this podcast for a little while, you guys all know one of my favorite cars is a Lamborghini Aventador. I think that's just one of the most awesome cars ever made, and I don't think it should be touched. Now, if you want to slap some turbos on it, I mean, that's okay. Performance things, that's cool. But aesthetic-wise, I wouldn't even touch it. But if you're into tuning and the sorts like that, Hennessy, I've never seen a badly tuned car or a bad looking car from Hennessy. Everything they do is just awesome. I've had the pleasure of meeting Mr. John Hennessy and his family at Monterey Car Week on multiple occasions. Great guy, great family, and a great company. But let's revisit our question real quick. 2020 Shelby GT500. Given the Venom 1200 tune from Hennessy for a total of 1200 horsepower, or C8 Corvette given to Hennessy, given the HPE 1200 tune totaling 1200 horsepower, which would you rather have? You can't go wrong with either or. Let me know which one you guys would have. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for episode number 148, talking about the upcoming C8 Corvette from Hennessy called the HPE 1200. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well. And if you're watching on YouTube already, thank you so much for stopping by. Browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the links in the description, your guys' go-to source for not only the best car merchandise, but there's also news on there as well. Check out the link in the description for the best car apparel, www.tog.com. It's your guys' source for the best car merchandise. Got a coupon code down there. It is the Christmas, it's holiday season. Get this stuff while it's on sale. You don't want to miss out. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into episode number 149. We're going to be talking about a brand new car coming from Karma called the SC2. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.